Presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It must be another Saturday I find myself closeted.
Blown away.
Closeted. Turn that woman's mic on over there, if you would. And it's going to be another fun day here as we get going on a radio show. Melissa, you there now, I bet.
I blew in this. Am I still on?
I hit the connector again.
Let's go. Hey, connector.
There it is.
Am I on?
Okay. Kind of. Well, let me work on this over here.
All right, we'll try that.
Good morning. I tell you what, grab that one over there.
Yep.
We got more mic.
There I am.
You're there. Okay, yeah. Testing one.
Okay.
Hey, should
Sorry
we do
about
this?
That, folks.
When it goes live, should we do this also when it goes live? Okay, fine.
Oh, we're live.
Oh, my God. Anyway, life in the
Just
fast lane.
Blew everybody's speakers
out. Well, it's steam-powered radio in here sometimes. You just got to deal with what's here.
World War II.
And when we walked in, there was a full television crew that we removed it within 2 minutes.
Hey, you know, that's
They're probably out in the hallway trying to figure out which cable plugged into what.
We just opened the front door and blew them out, you know,
pushed
them. Wind.
It's kind of weird this morning out there.
Tree limbs down everywhere. It was like trying to avoid everything trying to get here today. So.
Well, you got to be careful. You open your door, something's going to kind of hit you.
Yeah.
Be looking left and right. Anyway. Okay, radio's begun here. We're on it. And I also had a good time this morning at the 7:30 show.
Yeah.
That was a hoot. Having more fun with that all the time as I get more good at this. And it's a tape show.
Yeah.
So I sit at home like a DJ.
Much
and,
easier,
And
yes.
Put all this stuff together. I had a computer just full of archives of all kinds of
you
stuff.
You got plenty of stuff to put out there.
Sure do. So I just email it down to Sergio over here, and he puts it on the radio, and life goes on.
There you go.
So there, and if you want to get involved in that, I got a new email working out there that's radio@ephistory.com. Give that a ring if you want to get involved in that. Okay, Texas history begins in El Paso, as it always does, right here, a little after 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning. It's the way it goes. But also, we are on the basic 690 KTSM, and where else?
You can find us live on the internet via ktsmradio.com or go to iheartradio.com and you can click on the Listen Live El Paso link, look for KTSM 690 AM, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world or when you're out in your yard doing work or shopping.
We got more trivia going on today, don't we?
Yes, we are very trivial.
Well, and did we get the last question figured out? We'll find out next second hour.
We got another hour. We don't have to worry about
that. Yeah, we'll worry about that.
But today, the option is going to be a prize for the correct trivia answer. It's going to be $20 in food coupons to Pepe's Restaurant in Canutillo in hour one or in El Paso Gold DVD. And then also the second hour will be $20 in Pepe's food or another gold El Paso Gold DVD.
We got a bunch of those sitting here. I'll pull those out in a minute.
Right.
We can take a look at them. And we don't always bring them all in because there's too many of them and we give one away and I forget about it. But it's free, folks. I mean, look at the price you're paying to call in and get a free DVD.
Right.
So there you are. Today's an interesting day. As always, we do all kinds of stuff here. On the first hour this morning, we're going to talk to a young lady named Marilyn Weaver.
That's
Good
right.
morning, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm great, and thank you for inviting me here.
And now let's find out why we did so, because you have built an old West town in Mesquite, New Mexico. Congratulations. How is it?
Well, I love it there, and it's great, and it's a very peaceful part of the country to live there.
Unless maybe the shady ladies show up.
Oh, well, that's correct.
We have one in here to witness, and her name is Patricia Kidney. Good morning, shady
Good
lady
morning.
Patricia.
Good morning. Good morning.
And you're here also because you understand this old West town.
I definitely understand it. I've been there,
uh-huh.
and I am here to support it and cheerlead for it.
What is the name of that place?
It's called Cottonwood Ranch, and there's a reason for that is because this piece of property was a historical, or is a historical piece of property. And it was back in 1854, they had a camp there. The cavalry came through there, and they were going to put Fort Fillmore there, and they changed it to where it is to present day. And this is the reason, because there was cottonwood trees, and this is the old river bank of the Rio Grande River there.
That's amazing over there.
And was it going to be a stage stop? Is that what I got?
No, it was going to be a camp. For the cavalry.
For part of them protecting the people as they're coming up through the trails, so they're going out to the to California and such because of the Apache attacks and such.
Well, that was a rough area back in there because the Apaches did quite a bit of their food shopping and horse shopping in that neighborhood.
That's correct.
Oh, my God.
That was their mercantile.
Well, McGoffin, James Wiley McGoffin had a ranch up there in that neighborhood at one point. It's not the same property.
No.
Okay, but he got wiped out time after time after time by the Apaches, so he quit.
And there was also a stage, but that was farther east of there, up towards where Donovan is.
You know, the stage line came up through there at some point.
Yes, it did, and went right over. The Butterfield went right over to Mesilla.
So you're right in an historic area with this thing. And again, your name of it is Cottonwood Ranch.
Right.
Wow. Property back to 1854. Tell us some more. What are you doing with it? Give us a headline now.
Well, I've had different groups come out there, and we've had some of my friends. We had teas out there because I have a sunroom when we do teas for the ladies. I had a family this summer come out and spent some time out there with their grandkids, and those kids love those old buildings because there's nothing they see today.
That's true. So you built an old West Town. How many buildings have you got out there?
I have approximately that you can go into about five or six, and those were buildings that I had, and we put the fronts on them. We even have an old saloon out there. Not very big, but it works.
I think that's why you built it. You were just looking for the shady ladies and saloon girls needed a place
yes,
to go.
Yes.
And you've provided that for them. Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, so now you can do special events there. Now you're going to be renting it out to people?
Or? Yes. Yes, I will. I can do special events there, and I have done special events there. This will be the third year that we have done a craft sale. The ladies come and set their crafts up on the street walks, broad walks of the streets. And this is the about the third year for December when I do the Cowboy Christmas out there. And we do this because I have a friend of mine that cooks for the Fort Selden and the Farm and Ranch Museum, Dave Hawkins. He also comes out there and helps me.
Does a chuck wagon cooking,
yes,
right?
Yes. And we did everything he cooks just like they did back there and along the trails.
What date is that going to be this year in
December? It's going to be in December. It's going to be Saturday, the 17th of December. My craft sale in October will be the 15th and 16th. And I have quite a few vendors come in, and they set up their wares, and they're there both days.
That's great. You can shop Old West and get some of your early Christmas shopping.
And then we have a lot of people say, well, can we take pictures and do...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Will you charge photographers to come do a photo shoot?
It depends on how many hours they're going to use it and what they're going to do with it. Then we'll set up a contract they can sign, and we'll go from there.
We do have a picture on Facebook, do we not?
Yes, you do.
It is there, and you can see one of the buildings. There's more pictures. Any chance we can get some? I didn't do it overnight. I should have put some more pictures up. You got any more pictures to post by any chance?
Not right now.
Okay.
No. But she's getting a Facebook page up. So as soon as that's up and running, we'll post it on the History Radio, El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page, and then people can also reach in. And I'll post your phone number and everything like that, and your email.
So you have built an old West Town in Mesquite, New Mexico. Now, that's just where you had property?
Yes.
How far away is that from the Texas line?
Oh, let's see. We're from the Anthony, Texas line. We're 15 miles.
15. So you're way up into New Mexico, so to speak. But so I called you a suburb of El Paso. I suppose I can still do that.
Well, you know, one day they probably will meet out there. That's how fast they're growing.
Isn't that the truth?
They will all connect out there. So tell us why you did this. You obviously have a
lot of old West. Well, I'm really a country girl, born and raised in Colorado. And I've always had... done Western things, and I always wanted to know West Town, and I said, as I remember my dad saying, don't forget the history, tell your kids, tell the grandkids, make sure they know what the history was, and so because me being country, I've just said, well, I think it's time to do an old West Town, because we used to have quite a few horses out there, and my husband and I did parades and all this, and I've always been involved with the monuments in New Mexico. Volunteered for 25 years with them, and I said, it's time for me instead of them.
Well, in fact, next weekend, you and Patricia are going up to Fort Baird.
Yes, we are. And I do Mrs. McGann up there, and then I do the butter and tell her life of her living at the fort there and her losing her children out there.
Wow. We may have to hear some of that as this hour continues.
Yeah. Got a lot of history. She's been out at the Walk Through History helping us out in the
past.
Oh, Concordia.
Yes.
Wow, excellent.
Right. She's done Frontier Army Wives history.
That's been great.
Yeah, some different things.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't understand what the history was at that period of time, the 1840s through 60s, and into the 70s even, was a pretty crazy little time around here.
Well, right. And when I portray the lady she's talking about, that lady crossed the Santa Fe Trail 6 times Carlisle, Pennsylvania, to New Mexico.
6 times?
Six times. And
didn't
I
get enough, huh?
Yeah. And I come from the part of Colorado where the Santa Fe Trail is.
Okay, so you have history.
I've always had history there and always know it.
Well, and one thing that you're portraying is that we always hear about the Old West Cowboy, the cavalry, everything else, but you very rarely hear about the trials and tribulations that the women went through. I mean, if you want to talk about pioneers, the women had to do everything, have the children and take care of them and cook and farm and ranch.
Just your daily activities must have been kind of tough.
Yes, and I portray those ladies when I go out there and do my reenactment.
Good to
Amazing
know.
Amazing stuff. So what about a chuck wagon? You need a chuck
wagon.
I have a chuck wagon.
I have a chuck box, and I have all your tin dishes that go in there so you can eat out of them.
Well, you need to have some chuck guy come in and cook it for us, right?
I do.
You have a chuck guy?
I do.
Oh, even better.
And he's all cowboy.
You do school field trips. What do you
I
do?
Have, well, when the school field trips that have came over there, we had them do a little sack lunch. And then we give them an idea of what the kids did back at that time, how they learned, what they would have done, because it's nothing like they do now. Yeah. Nothing compared to what they do now.
I used to portray a teacher, and we'd go out to schools with my husband, and I'd take a little chalk tablet with me and a chalk piece of chalk, and I said, this was our tablet.
Well, let me tell you
This is my internet.
This is my internet. Yeah.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah. I said, this is your phone, people. Only you wrote with this little chalk.
That and smoke signals. No.
So you've got the Old West figured out, and you made it permanent, kind of, in your... Is that your front yard or your backyard?
Yes.
Your front yard.
No,
your whole yard.
It's on her property.
This is my backyard.
Okay, so you do have...
I have a small acreage there, and this is part of that back, in the back.
Well, is it a working farm, or what do you do
It
there?
Was a... Well, we had horses there. My husband... I was a doctor, and we had horses, and he took parts in parades, and this is really what made me really get into it, because if we were going to do those horse rides and buggy, then I had to dress the part, and I had to really go look, because back in the 90s down here, you didn't find Old West clothes or anything.
No,
these two have taken care of that, right?
Yeah.
I'm pointing to the shady ladies.
Yes.
Pointing to the shady ladies in the room.
Yeah. Right.
Well, we have Melissa Sargent, Shady Lady, and you got into old clothing, and you have a very good, I think you have a couple of rooms, don't you?
Well, no, not anymore. They're out in the storage shed because of our new place. I don't have room for them. But, yeah, I've got probably enough for 3 closets in a house.
Patricia Kidney, what do you got?
She's the same way.
I have three bedrooms, extra bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
And I have one that's a staging area when I look at an outfit. I have that in the closet.
Bunch of mirrors, you get to see what you...
Yes. And then the second bedroom is the one that has the I've pinned them. I'm ready to do the final putting them together. And then the third bedroom is a complete room of walk-in with finished product. Anytime I do a reenactment, I just step in there and everything is finished. I just choose from all the accessories, the ideas.
And you sleep in the den.
Almost.
Now, we're the Imelda Marcos of Old West clothing.
Of the Old West. Yes, we are.
Interesting group here. Now, I wonder, as we talk like this, people who had these kind of thoughts in their head but never did anything about them.
That's exactly
There's a bunch of people out there. God, I wish I could get involved in that. Are you available to teach these people how to get involved in this stuff?
Yes, I am.
Marilyn Weaver, what do you do?
What would I do? I take them and tell them a little bit of the history of what goes on and how they should portray themselves. My friend here, Patricia, I've worked with her and talked with her several times over the last 30 years.
She's become many different people.
Yes, she has.
Yes.
Yes, she has.
Well, yeah. Also, and people, if anybody really wants to get involved, they should just ring you up, 575-233-4856.
That's correct.
That's pretty close. I didn't make that up. It's right here. 575-233-4856. Marilyn Weaver.
And I'll be putting that on her Facebook page along with her email. And
excellent.
Then, like I said, as soon as she gets her Facebook page, which she really needs to have, we'll have her up on that, too.
All right. We're going to come back and talk more about this, because there's a lot of things like this that have gone on in El Paso. Some have come and gone. And so you've got one that's coming. Let's say we maybe keep it here. You never know.
Well, we hope so.
Well, yeah. You got it all planned out. That's good. We'll talk more about that. So
yeah.
It's a trivia moment. Are you ready for trivia?
Are we trivia? Yes.
We hit 20 minutes, so we better do this. What have we got today?
Okay.
Oh, I need to give you some DVDs.
Oh, yes. Well, the first hour, we're giving away $20 in Pepe's Restaurant in Canutillo. And also a choice of a El Paso Gold DVD, which you just handed me, the Smelter, El Paso Smelter. Mexican Revolution sites, Legends of El Paso's Mountains. You got more over
there? I got
there?
More gunfights. I got Ghost Stories 2 and 4. We got lots of gunfights today.
The gunfights are good ones because Patricia and I are in those.
You are in that. And
yeah.
we just very carefully will insert Marilyn Weaver in
there
somehow.
Yeah, we'll put her in there
somewhere. Got a bunch of that stuff going on today. So if you're interested in that, you got to answer the question. You got a question?
Okay, yes. The question is, and this is kind of we've had other Old West towns in El Paso, but they've kind of come and gone. Maryland's is the newest and best. What was the name of the Old West town that used to be on Montana? Out in far east El Paso.
There was only one, right?
There was only one.
I know.
You put your hand down.
You got to call in.
Oh,
you can't just
shucks.
Sit here and tell us.
Oh, shucks.
Besides, you're in the video. You were out. I saw a guy pick you up.
That's right.
Put you over his shoulder.
That's right.
And I thought both of you were going to die.
Oh, my Lord.
But we were rolling video. Said, well, if they die, we have it on video.
Oh, yes.
But they didn't die.
Everybody carried Patricia around.
Oh, my goodness.
She's a little and could do that.
But, okay, so we got that figured out that we need to know what that old town's name is.
What was the name of the Old West town that used to be out there on Montana Street?
I wonder where they moved that to. Don't tell anybody. I got an idea
idea.
One, too. But if you answer that question, you get all this, one of these things
$20
here.
In food certificates from Pepe's Mexican Restaurant.
This is busy here.
Or a El Paso Gold DVD.
You
can do that by calling us at 915-544-5876, 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Power Punch Signs and Printing is your El Paso-based sign and printing company. We offer a variety of sign solutions for your business. So whether you're a startup, moving locations, or you just need to reface your sign, Power Punch Signs and Printing can help you with your electric signs, channel letters, and pole signs. Your sign is your image to El Paso. We can help make it look stunning. Call now and receive 10% off your custom sign. Power Punch Signs and Printing. Signs, banners, commercial printing. 875-1489. PowerPunchPrinting.com. 875-1489.
If you want to be successful at your job, you have to have an advantage. At El Paso, HelpWanted.com, our advantage is the hometown advantage. The advantage local people have when they work where they live. Nobody connects them with local hometown employers better than we do. And nobody has a better selection of local job openings either. Jobs with that hometown advantage. Apply online today and put it to work for you. El Paso, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Your local source for reptiles, arachnids, birds, fresh and saltwater fish, mammals, and all the supplies you need is the Ark Exotic Pets, 9797 Macombs, just south of Trans Mountain. The Ark has exotic pets and exotic pet supplies, plus an awesome, knowledgeable staff to help you out and get you outfitting. It's the only store like it in El Paso. On Facebook at the Ark Exotics El Paso. The Ark Exotic Pets, 9797 Macombs, just south of Trans Mountain. Check it out.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Call 844-371-7233. That's 844-371-SAFE for your free Safe Money book. And join Javier Garcia for the Safe Money Radio Show, Sundays from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on News Radio 690.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365.
While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
This year will mark the 15th anniversary of 9/11. Join iHeartRadio in observing this 9/11 as a national day of unity and service. Visit 911day.org and add your name to the millions of others who are pledging to do good deeds this 9/11 and promote nationwide unity. Any good deed counts. Help a friend or neighbor, give away clothes you don't need, donate to a charity, or volunteer locally. Visit 911day.org right now. That's 911day.org.
The El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, got lots going on here to tell you about. There is a motor coach to be booked if you wish, $70 a seat. Why would you want to pay $70 a seat? And you got to go all the way to Alamogordo to get on this bus.
No, but it's a once in a lifetime for a lot of people.
Well, you
it's
know
a
what
it's
good. You know where they're going? Yes. They're going out to the world's first atomic bomb site, and they're going to do this out there from the museum up there in Alamogordo, the New Mexico Museum of Space History. They're doing a motor coach thing. It's the 40th anniversary of their museum, so that's cool. But what they're going to do, have a guy on the bus, Eidenbach. He's cool. He knows what he's talking about out there. He's from NMSU, University at Alamogordo. And they're going to go out and tell you all the things going on with that whole situation that's happening out there. And they give you a bus ride, give you a film on there. It's a bag lunch.
Yeah, it's the only way you can get out there, too.
And how did you
say again?
How do you contact the people to get your reservations?
575. Are you writing this down?
Yes, I am.
575-437. You got that?
Yes.
437-2840.
Okay.
Extension 41132. Or just ask somebody. It's a mix. It's nmspacemuseum.org.
Yeah, the reason I'm asking is last week a couple of friends of mine listened to this radio show, and they were blown away by the history topics and everything that was going on.
Well, we do this every week. Tell
I know,
them that.
That's but they just found out about it.
And they're local?
Come back. You know, there are people who've been away and they've just come back. But anyway, they were very interested in booking, getting tickets to go on this Trinity tour. So thank you for this radio show. They were excited about it.
Well, the crowd in Alamogordo figured out that our listeners are also in Alamogordo.
Yes.
You know, this radio signal, actually, you can actually hear this on the other side of Santa Fe, New Mexico in an afternoon. I've done that. Mm-hmm. And so out there in New Mexico, we consider that part of our world.
Exactly.
It certainly is. So, Melissa, what you got? You got something over
there.
Well,
we've got to thank Ray Baca. We don't thank him enough. He's a sponsor of our show, and he's with Monterey Asset Management. Thank you, Ray Baca. We really love you. And also, hey, we're always talking about history. We got history coming out our ears. There's a new video that was just uploaded to the YouTube channel, El Paso History TV. And you can watch a 6-minute summary of the day of events in San Elizario, Texas, April 30th, 2016. This is the day San Eli reenacts the first Thanksgiving. And they also have held a lecture plus an evening of Spanish Renaissance entertainment. And all the video summary of the major El Paso history events is now on youtube.com/El Paso History TV. This is your YouTube channel supported by the El Paso County Historical Commission and has more than 100 different TV reports, lectures, mini documentaries, and historical events recorded since January of 2013. It is now underwritten with the support of the Hunt Family Foundation, the Pioneer Association of El Paso, and we're looking for a new underwriter to match the Hunt donation.
You want to get involved in that? We can do that with you.
You get publicity for that.
Oh, we talk about you every week, that's how that goes.
Not to mention what they see when you get there, too.
Well, that's just it. Your friend who was moving back into El Paso, they should go to YouTube, El Paso History TV.
I'll mention, yes.
Because, I mean, well, there's 100 different, I mean, there's little bitty, like, you know, 2-minute pieces. Then we have a 2-hour lecture on there, and just all kinds of, and each of those count as one. So there's a lot of stuff on there to take a look at about El Paso history. Okay, y'all on hold here. We got three people, Manny, Robert, and Larry. Is that right? Manny, Robert, and Larry. We almost got that Manny Moe and Jack.
I was just going to say.
Just got to start that.
Either with, Pet with, Boys or the Three Stooges.
Well, let's go with Manny. Manny, we put Manny on the radio. Got you. Good morning, Manny. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? I'd rather be one of the Three Stooges.
You got to turn your radio down, dude. We're competing with ourselves here.
Oh, okay.
Hello, test, test. You hear that coming back 7 seconds
later?
There he goes. Hey, Manny, we got you. Okay, Melissa, what are we going to do with this guy here?
All right, Manny. What was the name of the Old West town that used to be on Montana?
Wallacetown.
You are close, but no cigar. Listen up, though. You'll see why.
Pretty close to Cornuda's, where they're famous for them burgers, right?
That's Wallacetown now.
That's Wallacetown. But the question was, read the question.
What was the name of the Old West town that used to be out there in Montana before it was torn down and moved?
I thought it was Wallacetown.
No.
Listen up. You will find, I think you get educated here. We're going to come back with you. And when you call back and say we were right, if you wish. Okay, we got another caller on the line. Who do we have next? We have Robert on line 5. Hey, Robert.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Fine, Robert. Okay, what was the name of the Old West town that used to be on Montana Street?
I would say it's Cornuda.
You guys, you're getting ahead of us.
See how quick they forget.
You people are getting ahead of us.
I thought this was going to be an easy one.
All right, somebody else call. That did not work.
Sorry,
all right, moving
Robert.
On. Larry's left. Larry, you're our last hope. Larry, you are our last hope.
Okay. As I recall, it was called Franklin Old West.
Yes, do we dare? We might as well ask him all the questions. Shelly, do we have another caller for trivia? Put him on right now because we're going to ask him a question. All right, I tell you what, Larry, you got that one figured out. You got either a Pepe's or a DVD. You want an Old West Gunfighters?
And that was actually shot at Franklin Town.
It was. The Old West Gunfighters was shot primarily at Franklin Town.
Did we talk DVD or $20 in Pepe's restaurant?
Waco Tanks is also available. What? Hello?
Yeah, I'll just take the Pepe's. That sounds like
Pepe's.
Great today.
Good idea, Larry. Stay on the line here. Shelly will tell you how to pick that up, all right?
Thank you.
Hold on, dude. Anything else on your mind?
No. Good show today, though.
Thank you kindly here. See you in the streets here.
Keep listening, Larry.
Now, we don't have a third caller, do we, Shelly? Should we just go ahead and do the other?
Well, we can put it out there, and then people could call.
I dare you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. When Frank Keith?
O'Cliff. On what street? Oh, yeah, we'll get to him in a second.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to him in a second.
Now, the second trivia question, you could start thinking about this one. When Franklintown was sold, where was it moved to?
You see, now you can answer the question. Now you people can answer the question.
So where did it go after it left El Paso?
Now we'll get to that in a minute. All right, let's go ahead and take a break here. Come back. We'll talk to Cliff Seaman in a minute. And Cliff, stay on hold, Cliff. Don't go away.
Don't go anywhere. And then also, you can visit us on the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page and you send us a note or post some pictures, whatever.
Send us some money. No, you can't
send
do that
us
on
money,
Facebook.
Yeah.
You can't
PayPal.
Do that.
You can do PayPal. No.
Oh, PayPal. Fine. Okay. Call us up if you really think you need to.
915-544-5877. Or 915-544-KTSM.
This is an urgent message for all individuals struggling with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too, while you make one low monthly program payment. If you're serious about resolving your credit card debt, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now, courtesy of Freedom Debt Relief, the company that gets results. Call 1-800-400-4194. Repeat, if you are struggling with extremely large credit card debt, you may have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you thought possible. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-400-4194. This life-changing information is available free only to those serious about dealing with their credit card debt. Call 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/radio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/radio.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
The Beatles, live at the Hollywood Bowl. Their only official live album. Remixed, remastered, and now with four bonus tracks. Experience the Beatles phenomenon live. The perfect companion to the Ron Howard film, 8 days a week, The Touring Years.
Streaming exclusively on Hulu. The Beatles, live at the Hollywood Bowl. Available everywhere.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, lots going on. History lessons coming up. Harvey Girls of El Paso, Texas, meeting Monday, September 12th, 2 to 4 p.m., Union Passenger Station Depot. And if you want to know where that is, it's 700 San Francisco Street in El Paso. The program, Harvey Happenings in Santa Fe, New Mexico, presented by Press Der Cup. Visitors are welcome. Information, 591-2326. Southwest Chapter Railway Locomotive Society, meeting Monday, September 12th, at Tosca Stone Oven Pizza, 4017 North Mesa, 6 to 8 p.m. The Drummer Express Line. What in the world is that? Patricia Kidney will be presenting that.
Right.
We could even ask her, 591-2326. What is a Drummer Express Line?
It is a train, a special train that ran between here and Arizona.
Huh.
For the salesmen of the time to get to where the mines were, and they would take the take an overnight train and be there early in the morning
to do sales.
To go do sales.
That's
all week.
Where you drummed up business.
That you drummed up the business.
So, I'm a salesperson.
Save the rest of the story when they come to your lecture.
And you have to come to the rest
at
to
Tosca.
Hear the rest of it.
One more thing to tell you about: Corral the Westerners meeting on Friday, September 16th, 6 p.m. at Country Inn and Suites, Sunland Park Drive at I-10. A tribute to El Paso's first mayor, Benjamin S. Dowell. Tim and Irene Sayers are going to present that, $20 cost. Visitors are welcome, but you really need to reserve on that. Let's give you that same number, 591-2326, just because it's easier.
That's fine. That's
and so
great.
It goes. Also, you've got something important going on there.
I can't believe it. Tomorrow's going to be the 15-year anniversary since the 9/11 attack by terrorists on our country. And personally, to me, it still seems like yesterday. And tomorrow, September 11th, that the El Paso Flags Across America, located in Northeast El Paso, on Gateway North and Diana, there's going to be a ceremony commemorating this tragic event from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on Sunday. We'll get more details from Cliff Sieben. He's a frequent guitar-playing guest and a major organizer for this event this weekend. And this is at the Flags Across America Memorial. So we got Cliff there to talk to us about it.
Cliff, what's going on tomorrow?
Good morning.
Morning.
I want to invite all of El Paso to come out to the Old Glory Memorial Flag Site to celebrate America and the American way of life. Show we're strong, we are united, and we will not forget what happened 15 years ago.
That's for sure.
How do you get out there the best, on the I-10 or 54?
54 and take the Diana exit. You'll see it right there at the corner.
Can't miss that flag.
You'll see a 5,000-foot flag. You're not going to miss it.
And what time of day should one be there?
Well, it begins at 8 o'clock. But I'd want to come a little bit early to make sure you get parked and get up to the event area.
Bring a chair.
Maybe 10 or 15 minutes early.
Should you bring your own chairs, or how's that looking?
Well, we're going to have 80 or 90 chairs out there.
So if you're person number 91, bring your own chair. I got it. So
yeah, if you really want to sit. But I'm encouraging people not to sit too long. I want them to walk around that site and see the beautiful memorial monuments to all of the American heroes that have died for events that have happened and have created this great nation.
Cliff, now why are you starting it so early?
Well, we want to be sure and have some of the politically correct things out of the way, and then commemorate the actual moments that are frozen in time when those planes hit those buildings.
Yeah.
Have to start early to do that.
All right, tomorrow morning, Cliff Seaman, you'll be out there in Northeast El Paso at The Flag.
And then in the evening, you've got an event too, correct?
In the evening, we're going to be dancing to live country music. We'll have the Borderline Band. I'm sorry, Tim Thompson will be there. Chaz Thomas, Ron Guthrie. I believe Bud Sanders will be out there. Do a little Elvis for us.
Where's that going to be?
And it's just going to be a fun time. Underneath that
same
flagpole
is
a big star, 100 foot from tip to tip. So you can dance on that star. You can look up, see God's amazing star-studded sky, and then see that 5,000-foot flag flying over you.
So it goes. Cliff Seaman, thank you for everything you're doing here. See you tomorrow
morning.
Good
job, Cliff.
Northeast El Paso.
Thank you.
You take
God bless America.
Indeed, sir. You take her easy.
That's going to be a great event.
There's a guy making a lot of effort out there.
Well,
a lot of stuff.
People's hearts are in this. That's what's so great. And if you've not been out to that memorial, it's amazing. And they've got the Vietnam Veterans Memorial out there, mm-hmm. I believe, now. And World War II. So it's just there's some more than just flags. There's information and plaques and such. So
We still have our guest Marilyn Weaver here along with Patricia Kidney. We're talking about things to do with an old West town. We do have a caller on the phone named Henry. Henry, we got you on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackson. How are you?
Surviving. What's up
morning,
with you?
Henry.
I wanted to let you know that I'm with the El Paso Retired Teachers Association, and we are celebrating our 70th anniversary.
That sounds historic.
We were created in 1945 by a very special lady from El Paso named Laura Yarnell Warren, and I ended up spending this summer doing a lot of research. I wanted to find out how in the world this group got started and what made us the very first Retired Teachers Association in the country.
Ah, that happened. Another first for El Paso.
Another first for El Paso, and it's a major deal.
Okay, you're also going to have a banquet where you tell this story, don't you?
We are. We're having a banquet on September the 22nd at noon at the Wyndham. And if you want to come, you really need to get a reservation because there are no at the door entries.
Give us a phone number.
Let me give you a telephone number.
Please.
253-5792.
Repeat that.
253-5792.
Okie-do.
And Lila Murphy, L-I-L-A Murphy, will take your reservation. The luncheon is $17. We have a guest speaker. Tim Lee is coming up. He is the executive director of the Texas Retired Teachers Association.
So this is a big deal. You guys have figured out the anniversary being what it is. You guys started this.
It is huge.
Oh, it's excellent.
We've really gone back and found a lot about this lady and how she started things.
Well, I tell you, you're going to probably present that at your event on day, right?
I am.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, people will have to book you because we can't do it all right here, but they can do that again. What's that phone number? One more time, sir.
253-5792.
And help the Retired Teachers Association of El Paso understand how they were first in the country.
To do
what they do. Well, thanks for ringing up with that. You take her easy.
Okay. It's on September 22, and it's at noon at the Wyndham at the airport.
Very
great.
Good.
Thanks. Good luck.
Thanks for telling us. You take her easy. Well, this is going to be fun. See, when you look at El Paso history, all kinds of pockets of first. I figured it out kind of in that when people came across the desert to get to El Paso originally, mm-hmm. they were kind of like, I'm not looking back, I'm not going back.
Yeah.
And that's what these old West towns sort of signify. That's where they ended up as home.
They settled.
And I think that makes you a bit of an entrepreneur, because if you're going to survive, you're going to have to do it yourself. Ladies, what do you think about do-it-yourself old West towns? You made one.
I did because it was something I wanted to do.
You know, I don't think we're going to get somebody to answer our second trivia question. Should we just go ahead and throw that out there? Do you know the answer, Marilyn?
I don't know.
Marilyn Weaver. Patricia knows it. Oh, I know Patricia does. The question was, where did they move Franklin Town to?
Out east of El Paso to Coronudas or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you got it.
That's the question those guys were answering for the first question.
I thought they'd call back.
And I said, no, that's where you're ahead of us.
And I was under the understanding that that town was closed up.
Oh, it's gone, yeah.
Well, but it does open. You can rent it for, we were out there in March of 2015.
Cornutus?
At Cornutus, they were filming a movie, and Six Guns and Shady Ladies was invited to go out and act as extras. And it was great. It was a early March, cold weather,
yeah.
and it was really the setting. It was a nice event, and it was just amazing what fun we had out there.
Well, that old West town where we did that video.
Yeah, Franklin Town.
Gunfights of the Old West.
Right.
I'm looking at a picture of it right now. It has a really nice front. Did they move that whole thing
they
out there?
They took the whole
that
thing,
is out
all
there,
the fronts
yes.
out there.
Oh,
they took the facades, I believe, and then they just built new buildings behind
yes.
it.
Yes, well, and because there's nothing left but I think the little tiny jail is
yeah.
left at what was
Escondido.
Franklin Town, yeah. and now it's nothing. It used to be a restaurant out there. That's closed.
The dinner theater.
And it's nothing. It's yeah. just a bunch of buildings. And
Is that old jail still there?
It was there, but it was just a little standalone little thing.
But those are historic jail doors.
I don't know if it's still there.
Oh, I bet they took those.
Well, you know, talking about recycling, which is basically what they've done, is they've taken those buildings and put them out there and rebuilt them. Maryland did the same thing. There used to be an old melodrama theater on Donovan when we first moved here back in the late 80s. Mm-hmm. And they had the old, yes. What was it? The melodramas with the good guy, the bad guy, and
oh, yes.
the audience could participate and such, and need to eat dinner. And it was a fun little place.
It was fun.
But it closed down, and then those buildings went to McKinney Wrecking right across the street. And then Maryland, when McKinney closed up, did you buy before McKinney closed up, or was that when they were closing?
No, they were. We were in there checking, and they told us they were going to be closing McKinney's and moving it. And so we contacted the necessary people that we had to contact, because that's a federal highway going through there.
Mm-hmm.
And they donated all that old wooden buildings
really?
To me. Yes.
They donated. How fantastic.
You just pick them up and move them?
Yeah. Yes.
There's the problem.
That was a headache and a half.
Oh,
but yes, we succeeded. And through a very kind person, helped me establish and do what I needed to do in that old West town.
That is fantastic.
And that person is very, helps me a lot, and I'm happy with it.
That is great.
Did you use authentic nails?
Well, some of the old nails were still in there.
Yeah. yeah. And it's an exciting place. I took my 11-year-old granddaughter this summer when she visited, and she was blown away.
If you're just joining us, what we're talking about is Cottonwood Ranch. That's a place that Marilyn Weaver has created.
Well, something we're always talking about is having an old West El Paso type facility. And here's somebody that took it upon themselves and did it themselves without any help from anyone but herself and friends.
It's in Mesquite, New Mexico, right?
Well, it's between the town of Mesquite and La Mesa. And if you would go on a GPS, you'd have to go to La Mesa. My mailing address is P.O. Box 526, Mesquite, New Mexico, 88048.
Well, the phone number right now probably be the best to give out, because people will find you there.
Plus, I posted the information on the Facebook page, their address and the phone number. And I'm going to add the email shortly,
so
too.
So it's on
right.
Facebook.
And soon she'll have a Facebook page. So like I said, as soon as she has it up, we'll post it up as a link, and I'll make sure it gets out on the El Paso County History Commission's Facebook page for you.
And that's called Cottonwood Ranch. And also mm-hmm. in here this morning, this is Marilyn Weaver, And we have a shady lady.
Yes,
over there.
We have a shady lady.
It's very shady.
Queen of the West and all of that
yeah.
stuff.
Well,
can you list in one moment all the personalities you take on? We'll get you that in a second. I got a caller here I want to put on the radio. And this is Leo. Leo, we got you on the radio. Good morning, Leo.
Good morning, Leo.
Yes, sir. Yes, Ms. Pope. Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Melissa.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask a question. I heard y'all talking about this Franklin town out here on Montana and all that, but y'all never mentioned where it used to be.
And Franklin Town was created right where you found it, on the Escondido restaurant. But the question was, where did it move to?
Yes, sir. No. I know. Okay, that Escondido restaurant, I'm trying to think back.
Nick Nebhan.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
It was Nick Nebhan that ran that.
Mm-hmm. It used to be on the left-hand side there on Montana. As you're going out east?
Right.
As you're going out, yes.
Okay, I know where. Yeah, because I know of a Franklin, but it's up there. It's up there on 79, around...
This guy, he built it behind his own restaurant. He had the property. He slowly amassed it into a dinner theater.
Yeah.
Is what it was.
Again, another dinner theater.
And these were original buildings from old downtown buildings, too.
They were put together.
Yes.
The jail.
Yes,
the
some
doors.
Of them were. Yes.
Well, Leo, that was what it was, okay? And
yes,
somebody
sir.
Bought that. They moved it out in the middle of the desert near Cornutus. And they called it Wallacetown.
Yes, and that hasn't been more than the last 35, 40 years, has it?
Yeah, no, about 10 years
six
ago.
6 years, 7 years.
Yeah, right.
And apparently Patricia says it's still operating. They went out there a year ago and change, and they did
for
an
special
event,
events
a movie out there.
Right, it's for special events.
Okay,
you contact May at Cornutus.
But what we're talking about now is a new Old West town that's been created between El Paso and Las Cruces. Marilyn Weaver, sitting here with us, has done so, and so that's what we got on our plate this morning. We just reference the old one to tell you what has been. So, all right, Leo, thanks for ringing up, dude. Take care.
Bye-bye, Leo.
See you as always.
Thanks for listening.
We need to take a break. Facebook us if you like.
At El Paso History Radio Show, or call us at 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART. That's 800-480-1941 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code IHEART.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
It's sold out. Our iHeartRadio Music Festival 2016.
YouTube, Drake,
Florida, Georgia Line,
and more.
The only way in is to win. September 23rd and 24th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Keep listening to win.
Y'all ready to kick this thing off? Yeah!
The iHeartRadio Music Festival is brought to you in part by Refreshing Trident Gum. Trident Gum helps clean and protect your teeth when chewed after eating and drinking. Cherish your teeth. Good oral hygiene includes brushing, flossing, and regular dental visits.
Thank you.
of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got railroad model history going on here with the Railroad Model Association. Open house coming up on Saturday, September 17 and 18, noon to 5 both days. You can sit there and watch little trains run around in the N-gauge, the H-O gauge, and the O gauge. I know that wasn't a ho gauge. I know better. It's H-O. You have to say it. But bring your parents.
Forget the parents. Just be sure to
bring your inoperative rolling stock. These guys will fix it for
That's
you.
Right.
Got little tiny wheels that don't work. They
I've
like that.
I've got a set I want to take out there. We've got some things that need to be fixed. So
well, 6335 Vaughn Court is looking for you. That's west of Security Park, 751-6213.
And now we've got a thing going on. It's the Archaeology of the Lincoln County War. The El Paso Archaeological Society is holding its annual dinner on September 17th. The guest speaker is going to be Dr. David Kirkpatrick, and he'll recount his research into the Alexander and Susan McSween House, and it's the site of a major battle in the Lincoln County Wars of 1878. Dr. Kirkpatrick, along with a slide presentation, will explain Lincoln County history, and it's a dinner, of course, and it's going to be held at the State Line Restaurant at 1222 Sunland Park Drive, and it's only $30 a person. If you're interested in attending, please call 309-8219 to make your reservation today.
E-Pass, that's a crazy crowd, but they've been here a long time.
They do a lot of great stuff.
And Altman, Otis Altman, back in the 20s, mm-hmm. upstart that.
That's right.
So EPAS.com
was
the place
same,
for info.
That's the same Altman who was a photographer,
that's
wasn't
him?
It? Yep.
Yeah, he was into a lot of stuff. There are guys like that that showed up here and just sort of making things happen in El Paso, kind of like the Women's Club
yep.
did with all those women.
And they stayed here.
People showed up and said, oh, this town needs help.
Yep.
Another place that needs to be known. Concordia. What's
Cemetery.
Up with Concordia?
Concordia Cemetery.
Oh, turn that lady on, so
the
to speak.
Dead people yes. hang out.
Sergio, turn that one on.
Always.
Well, on October 15th, we're having our Walkthrough History Day again, and we're inviting all school teachers to let your children know about it, your students, and give them extra credit if they come out and attend.
What day?
And this is on October 15th, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we are looking for storytellers to come in and tell stories. If you really have a history you're passionate about, contact me and we'll make sure we have an exhibit available for you and give you a platform. And it's a great thing. We love having our volunteers.
Phone number.
915-591-2326.
All right. We have Marilyn in here for a few more moments. Marilyn, you have created an old West town. Tell us why you did that, what's to do about it, and how do we get involved?
Well, I created it because I love history. I've been involved with monuments like 25 years, and we helped get Fort Selden started with the old history, doing reenactments out there. I've been involved with Patricia that's here that doing Concordia, telling about the lives of some of the women that crossed these trails in the 1800s because it wasn't an easy life for them. And then I said, you know what, I want a town of my own, and I have a backyard, and I can't handle horses anymore. So I said, time to build an old town out there.
Oh, my
and
God.
And had a friend help me, and that's how I got it started.
Wow.
Well, good for you. And it is called?
Cottonwood Ranch, and it's open to the public, and you can give me a call or.
Number.
575-233-4856. I'll gladly give you a tour.
And also, you have it open for groups to come out, hang out, do things, photo ops, that kind of thing?
Well, yes, I do. And I have the next couple months, I'm very busy out there. So if you want to see a tour, come out. It's open to the public in October. The 15th and 16th, that weekend, we have a group that comes out there and sells their crafts and sets up on the streets. November, of course, I have my Red Hat friends out there, and we have dinner.
That's where I know you from. You're a Red Hat lady.
Yes, I am.
I knew there was another place.
She's
I
missing
knew
her hat today. But then, yeah. If you want to have a wedding, can you imagine having an Old West wedding out
oh,
there
yes,
in the saloon?
Yes, know? And like, I yeah. will gladly help you and help you plan it. I was a wedding planner way back years ago.
And I got the Old West guy to do the wedding for you,
Marilyn
the
30
sergeant.
Thank you for coming in, Marilyn Weaver. Patricia Kidney, thank you for being here. We'll see you in the streets, I presume.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. And Concordia Cemetery coming up October 15th.
Concordia Cemetery.
Everybody else, we're going to talk about historic markers in our next hour. We've got one specific one coming up.
That's right.
And were you up at 5:30 this morning watching ABC 7?
No.
The Texas Country Reporter did a story on all the markers in Texas.
Really?
And how they were made and where they come from.
Did he get any of El Paso?
We're going to see about that. We'll see you next hour right here on the El Paso History Radio Show.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.